Authors Professor Philip Siddle, Rebecca McCabe and Dr. Robin Murray have devoted much of their lives to working with people in pain. They've released the pain book, Finding Hope When It Hurts, which aims to help people face pain by using plain language to explain the source and types of pain, how our bodies and minds respond, and the kinds of treatments that are available. It also helps people find hope by giving practical steps to reduce pain and address the physical, psychological, and spiritual impact of pain. Philip Siddle joins me on the phone this morning to talk a little bit about the book and the hope that does exist for those experiencing pain. Welcome to 98.5.
Thank you, Rodney. Good to be with you.
I guess we need to really shape the conversation by talking about the sort of pain that we're discussing, because this is not an occasional headache or the sorts of pain that we might get from time to time. There are a lot of people that are experiencing chronic pain for quite some time.
Yes, that's right. In fact, surveys have been done through Australia and, in fact, overseas, which show a fairly consistent number that around about one in five people suffers from chronic pain. And as you say, that's not just the occasional pain. That's pain on a regular basis, usually over about 3 months is the sort of time frame that we're looking at.
So what sort of pain are we discussing? Is this an ongoing back pain, or is this something sometimes more sinister, or is it all of these things?
Well, to a certain extent, it's all of those things, but usually the sort of person that we would see, and I work in a pain clinic at Greenwich Hospital in Sydney, the sort of person that we'd see is often with low back pain. That's probably the most common pain that we would see, but other neck pains, migraines, nerve pain, so for example, phantom limb pain where people have lost an arm or a leg, postherpetic neuralgia when people have had shingles and get very bad nerve pain. So by far the most common would be the musculoskeletal, the low back and neck pain and osteoarthritis, but you see a range of other things as well.
So we'd obviously be looking to treat the symptoms, but there are times when pain just continues.
Yes, that's right. And that's the first thing is always to treat the symptoms, and that's very important. And we have a range of things that are available. I mean, medications are the place that most people start. And there are things such as physiotherapy, different types of physical treatments, injections, those sort of things. But for many people who have chronic pain, they've often tried medications and they might take the edge off it, but it's just not doing it enough. And as you said in your introduction, a lot of people for chronic pain, it is very difficult to deal with. It goes on for so long that it starts to affect you in terms of how you think and how you feel. So a lot of people that we'd see feel depressed. It's amazing. Sometimes people feel as though that's their problem, you know, that somehow they're just not very good at handling chronic pain. But I would say the majority of people who have chronic pain have to some extent an element of depression, because it's just very difficult to deal with and it goes on for such a long time.
And there are some people that are coping with pain that doesn't just go on for months, but goes on for years, and that's constantly part of their journey.
Exactly. And you can imagine what it's like. I mean, a lot of the people that we see have had pain for 10, 15, 20, even more years, and they've been living with that constantly. It's interfering with what they want to do, so things such as going to work or doing things with their family, and it's interfering with sleep, which sort of adds to the problem as well. And then, as you say, it starts to interfere with the way you feel as well. So it really has a dramatic impact, which is one of the reasons that we wrote the book, is that we really feel there's a need to address it. And some people wait until things are really bad. They sort of feel as though I need to keep on going and keep on going. And the good news is that there are some, in some ways, fairly simple skills or strategies that we can use that actually can make a big difference to living with chronic pain.
Do you think part of the problem is that, as you mentioned, the first place we usually go is to some sort of medication, and when we find that doesn't work, we think, well, that's it. I don't have any other tools in the toolkit, whereas your book is saying there are many more tools there.
Yes, that's exactly it. And I think people often start with sort of the lower end in terms of medication, so they'll try paracetamol and then something with a bit of codeine in it. Some people will get onto stronger medications, so things such as morphine or oxycodone. And some people, as you say, just aren't aware that there are other options. They think, well, what do I do now? I'm on very strong painkillers. Often people don't like doing that, but they think there's no alternative. And so then the future can start to look pretty bleak, because they're on a very strong painkiller and they think, how long have I got to stay on this? What other effects it is having? So it is. It's an important message just to say that, yes, medications can be effective, and we're certainly not against medications, but there are also other options that can make a big difference.
It must be such a great thing to be able to be in conversation with someone who's gone through pain, to give them some sort of tools that are going to help them, and to see them come to the realization over time that this actually works and they will get some kind of relief.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And we run a program here which uses some of these skills and teaches people how to use them. And as we were saying, that pain can have such a dramatic impact in terms of what people can do and how they feel. And when we get to the end of the program, it's just fantastic. We encourage people to think about what they would love to do and what may have been prevented by having chronic pain. And people often cut back their expectations in terms of what they can do. And we hear people talking about getting involved in volunteer work, going overseas for a trip, doing more with their family, just seeing people excited again about the possibilities. And as you say, with just some very simple tools that they can use, and make a tremendous difference in it. So, as you say, that's the title of our book, is Giving People Back Hope. And a lot of people have lost that when they have chronic pain, and it's fantastic to see them regain it.
I'm talking to Philip Siddle, one of the authors of the pain book, Finding Hope When It Hurts. Philip, thank you so much for shedding a bit of light on an area that a lot of people find a lot of difficulty with, obviously, but that there is hope in that situation. And thanks for spending a bit of time with us this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Rodney.